Bonjour, Ophir Raoul Gratzer.
Bonjour.
Alors, ma première question, donc comment, qu'est-ce qui t'a motivé à faire ton film?
This is a result of living many years in Israel, I mean all my life. It's a result of seeing the society around me in the last years changing. It's a society which is on the one hand is starting to deal with questions of the past and with subjects like the occupation and the colonialization of the Palestine and racism. And on the one hand it starts to deal with those questions, and on the other hand it is a society which is becoming every year more more racist and more intolerant and more right-wing in a bad way. And I live in a city called Sderot. It's in the south of Israel. It's right near the border with Gaza. And in the last year I was a part of the many wars. There have been many wars there. There was last year the big operation in Gaza, the solid waste, I don't remember the name. And my house was also suffering from many missiles fell on my house from Gaza. So there was this war. And I decided that I have to take a stand about this whole situation and to ask the question, why are we in war, actually? Why are we in a conflict? And the thing that interests me in the conflict is my own story, is the story of my society, not the Palestinian society, which they have their stories. I wanted to find out why my society is so racist, so intolerant, so machoistic, so violent. And this film was a way for me to deal with those questions.
Alors dans ton film, le personnage principal dit à un moment à son père une phrase très dure, il dit « tu parles comme un nazi ». Est-ce que cette phrase, elle est prise par les Israéliens Enfin, ceux qui voient ton film comme un propos grave, ou est-ce que c'est juste une phrase d'adolescent?
It's very hard because the whole subject of Nazism and the Holocaust and the Second World War in Israel, it's a very sensitive subject, and people are always afraid to use this in order to say some things about the world. And they're very sensitive about it. And to me, this scene in the movie where the son doesn't want to go back to the army and he wants to object to his parents' values, and his father is actually behaving like a Nazi. I mean, he's telling him you have to do this like that, and you have to go, and you have to fight, and you have to kill. It's not really what he's telling, but it's the subtext, and the boy, his resistance, so maybe he's not aware of what he's saying, but he's aware exactly of what he's saying, because I think that what he's trying to say and what I'm trying to say is that every society, it doesn't matter Germany or not Germany, every society has the ability to become the Third Reich. Every society can be violent, and every society can be an occupier. And if we look at all the great, great cultures, I mean, where did the Nazi regime grow up? In the most cultural place in the world, Germany. It's a cultural place with music and books and great writers and great poets, and this is where the Nazi regime started. And I think that every society, even if it's cultural and even if it's liberal and even if it's open-minded, it can, like this, become very, very violent.
Et donc je rajoute une question, est-ce que ton film va à l'encontre vraiment de l'idéologie israélienne? Est-ce que quand tu fais ça, ce film a un côté subversif? Est-ce qu'il est, comment il est pris par le public israélien?
Well, this film is not against Israeli ideology. This film is against the perceptions of the Israeli formal ideologies. It's a film that in Israel, a lot of people of my generation, young people, and also older people who think about things, they saw the film and they were really excited about it, and they really loved it, and they told me that it's really brave, and they really felt something strong when they saw the film, because they identified also with the characters. And a lot of people also, for them it was really hard to watch this film, and they didn't accept it. They told me I had like a screening in Israel, and I had someone who told me that I am should be ashamed of myself that I dare to show the Palestinian ruins in the end of the film, and to bring this to discussion. But like most of the people, which is something that I was surprised about, most of the people who saw the film really, really got connected to it. And I think it proved that in Israel there is a really big civil society which wants to change the reality. But unfortunately, our government and our rulers and the people whose voice is coming out of Israel are very radical and very scary and very, very violent. But I really think that the society inside Israel wants and knows it's time to change.
Quand j'ai vu le film, j'ai trouvé qu'il y avait des parallèles avec Family Life, le film de Ken Loach, où il y a aussi des parents qui sont gentils, qui aiment leurs filles, mais qui font tout le contraire de ce qu'ils devraient faire. Et dans ton film, c'est un peu le cas, en fait. Les parents, ils aiment leurs fils, c'est sûr. Mais ils font vraiment ce qu'il ne faut pas faire, quoi. Ils sont pas du tout à l'écoute. Et voilà. Est-ce que c'est un sujet important pour toi, la relation entre les parents et les enfants ?
Yes, it's a very subject that very interests me in this film, is how the young generation, today's children actually, are trying to gather to believe in new ideas and to let go of the old ideas of the past, and to ask questions about the past and to confront with their parents. And the parents' generation, for them it's very, very hard, because this is all that they know. They don't know anything else, and when someone is trying to get up and rebel, so they will try to fight it in any way they can, without understanding that it's time for a change. And I think that this is a really big question of confrontation between generations, between the old generation and the new generation. I think that it's really hard to let go of the past, of the values of the past. For parents, it's very hard, because when a child is actually rebelling against the ideas of his parents' generation, he's actually rebelling against the whole ideas of life, the whole ideas of nation. If we ask questions, if we ask our parents serious questions about what we choose to do or not to do in the army, so it means actually that we are doubting everything that they did, everything that they have done. And I think, you know, I'm in France, so we can ask a similar question about French and the colonization of Algiers and Morocco and all the other North African countries, the things that French did, horrible things over there. And for children who were born into a new world, and they wanted to confront with their parents and to ask questions about this whole situation, so I think it was really hard, because it not only meant that the new generation wants to live in peace with no colonization and no war, it also means that our parents were wrong. Our parents' generation, they were wrong. They did horrible mistakes, and we are paid for these mistakes. Not only those who suffered from the colonization, not only the people of Morocco and Algeria, but also, I mean, or in my case, the Palestinian people. We suffer for it. We, the young generation, we have to live in an age where, I mean, in my case, you have to go to the army, you have to battle, you have to die for values that
you don't care,
you don't feel for this. I don't care about this land, this stupid land. I mean, I just want to live in a peaceful, open-minded society where every person can live his own normal life. That's what I want.
Donc ma dernière question, c'est sur la relation entre l'art et la révolution, ou l'art et l'ouverture d'esprit, l'émancipation mentale et sociale. Est-ce que tu penses que l'art n'est pas par excellence la chose qui nous émeut et qui nous fait nous révolter?
Well, I think it depends what kind of art. It's a very difficult and very important question, I think, because the art is capable of telling a story, and it's capable of giving us information about the past, and it's capable of making us feel, which is the most important thing. And if I'm coming from the field of cinema, which is very important, it does exactly all that. It tells a story, it brings me certain aspects of history, philosophy. I can watch a film and I learn things, but the thing is also that art is also using aesthetics to tell its story. And the aesthetic is something that we have to be very, very careful with. Because sometimes if we use aesthetic to tell a certain story, so we can make a serious mistake. And if we'll take, for example, the wonderful films made by Leni Riefenstahl in the 1930s, she was the propaganda director of the Nazi regime. She made beautiful, wonderful films about Germany, but her films were the first, not the first, but one of the past to the whole destruction of society. And we have to be really careful when we use art. On one hand, we can tell a story and we can share personal experience and we can create a dialogue, a political, social dialogue about our world. But on the other hand, we have to be really, really careful, because we use aesthetics, and if we're talking about film, if we use a long shot or if we use a close-up, these are all statements. And if we tell a story about someone who's suffering from an occupation, but we do it in a long shot, so the question is, what you are in our statement? If we do it in a close-up, in a close-up, so there is an artistic statement which is saying, in some places it is saying that this is wrong. If we're taking it from a long shot, so we can say, hey, we are making a film about the occupation, but in fact we don't really look, we don't get closer. So we're saying, okay, there is an occupation in the world, but we don't want to get closer, it's far, you know, so it's bad, but let's not touch it. And if it's a close-up, it's like, it's bad, but I want to touch it, I want to change the reality. And I think that a lot of filmmakers today, they make political films, but the films are actually not political at all. They tell a story just the way I can read in the news. They don't come closer into the story, they don't bring me the heart of the story, and they don't really confront with the reality. So, I mean, in my film I tried, I don't know if I succeeded, to really come closer, and I hope I succeeded in a way. But this is like the question you ask about the relationship between art and revolution. So I think that art has the ability to create the base for a revolution, because it can bring us the stories. But in order to create revolution, it has to come closer. And this is something that very little artists do.
Can do it, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it.